Greetings. It is I, the Great One himself. Pretend that this podcast came out yesterday. If you're really anal about me maintaining the schedule of Monday, Wednesday, Friday, because I've been busy, so deal with it. This is gonna be a short one. That's what she said. That's a lie. I tell you guys often. I come here. It's gonna be a really short anarchy moment. I'm not gonna talk long, and then 7 hours later, I'm still rambling about shit. This is going to be short because I haven't even had breakfast yet and I got shit to do. Women, how are you so fucking delusional? Okay, look, now I've talked about part of this before, but then I had this other revelation after a couple of conversations. So let's start here. We got Alice. Now, Alice is old, she's married, she spit out some children, she has a buzz cut haircut, she has a thick mustache, she has a gut hanging over her waistline, she has big, large moles on her face. She is a very physically unattractive woman. Excruciatingly physically unattractive. Her SMV, sexual market value, if you don't know what that means, her SMV is not just zero, but possibly into negative numbers. Alice comes to me and she says, "Hey, great one, somebody you know is coming to town." I'm like, "Oh, really?" I say, "Yeah." I'm like, "Who's this?" And she's Alice says this girl's name. We're calling this girl Betty. She says, "Well, Betty is coming." And I'm thinking, who the fuck is Betty? I don't know Betty. And Alice says, "Well, it's Betty. She's this pretty little blonde girl." And I'm thinking, okay, a pretty little blonde girl. If I knew a pretty little blonde girl named Betty, pretty fucking sure I'd remember this, because there are not a lot of things I can remember. One thing I remember is girls. Betty shows up, finally, and I see Betty. Betty is not little. Betty is not pretty. Betty has three chins. Betty is a sort of dirty blonde, I suppose. Betty is overweight. Betty has big giant mole on her face. Betty has a SMV of approximately zero, and I know who Betty is. I do know Betty. Betty and I have crossed paths before. Betty has a liberal arts degree, and Betty is so fucking dumb that she couldn't pour piss out of a bucket with the instructions written on the bottom. Betty is a fucking idiot, and Betty is not physically attractive. Why is Alice telling me that Betty is pretty? I thought about that. Couple of days later, I'm hanging out with Kathy. And Kathy is talking to some other people. We're all there together, and Kathy is talking to some other people. I'm in the periphery of the conversation, because nothing in the conversation involves me, right? Because we're not talking about me, so it's not really a conversation if you're not talking about me. I've finally finished my binge listening to Adam Piggott's podcast, and So I'm up to like episode 33. Since I loaded all those, he's put out more episodes. But I'd say the biggest problem with his podcast is that he doesn't talk about me. And I've started binging on Aaron Clary now, because I have something like, oh God, it's a bunch. It's like 80-something episodes of the Clary podcast queued up on the iPod now. So it's going to be fucking Aaron Clary mania in my podcast world for the near future. And I've listened to a couple of them. So far, he has not talked about me either. So none of those can really be considered real podcasts, because if you're not talking about me, it's not a real conversation. It's just not interesting. But anyhow, enough about me for the moment. Let's talk about women and their fucking delusions. I got any more coffee? I just ordered some coffee from Black Rifle Coffee Company. I've been hearing good things about it. I go to the website, they're like, "Yeah, we're sold out on everything. We're 2 weeks behind. you can order shit, but they got this little box you have to check that you agree. That I understand you guys are swamped with work, which is, I love real capitalism, not fake capitalism, right? When you go to order your coffee and you have to check a little box on a disclaimer where it says, I acknowledge that you guys are so fucking busy being successful with your product that I might not get my shit for as much as 2 weeks after when your automated system says I'm going to get it. God, I love capitalism. Yes, I'm buying this fucking coffee. Fuck yes. I'll let you guys know how it is. It's Black Rifle Coffee Company. Veteran owned. And if you believe the propaganda, I'm just saying, they say everyone who works there, at least this is what I think I saw, everyone who works for the company is a military veteran. So I'm like, okay, I'll get behind this as long as you have good coffee. So I'm in this conversation, which is not a real conversation because nobody's talking about me. And Kathy is talking to somebody. Now, Kathy is not overweight. She is, I would say, her body type is what I would call normal. Kathy does have a kid. She spit out a baby. Single mother, of course, because God forbid we should fucking, you know, marry the man who fucks us and impregnates us. That would be fucking telling a woman what to do with her body and would probably also be transphobic or something. Single mother, spit out a kid. Face is not hideous. Neither is it particularly attractive. I mean, she might be a 5 on a really good day. Really good day, she could potentially be a 5. Has a relatively cute butt in blue jeans. I've never seen her butt not in a pair of jeans. But, you know, you see her from behind and you just look at her butt. She's wearing tight jeans. Her butt's not terrible. Okay? But in average day, she's a 4. If she tried really hard, she could be a 5. SMV, very, very low. Maybe a 0.5 at the best. Kathy is in this conversation, which is not about me, with another man. And somehow or another, they're talking about men looking at women's asses because they're attractive. And Kathy says to this man, who we'll call Bob, Kathy says to Bob, yeah, and then my friend Debbie, her ass is amazing. And like everywhere she goes, men are always looking at her ass. And she's just gotten used to it. She's over it. You know, she just deals because she knows it's going to happen. And I'm thinking to myself, what the fuck? I know Debbie. Debbie's ass is amazing only in the sense that you would wonder how somebody with an ass that large can be mobile and not have health problems. Debbie is not chubby. Debbie is fucking fat. Debbie is a giant fucking pile of flab. Debbie's ass. Okay, I've never measured it. I swear, guys, I'm visualizing. I will bet you $10 Debbie's ass is at least 2 feet wide. I will get a fucking tape measure. We will measure this ass. It is 2 feet wide. It is fat and it is flab. And she is disgusting. Debbie's sexual market value is less than zero. This girl could not be a 2 out of 10. On her best day, she could be a 2. And Kathy is sitting here, yeah, Debbie's got a great ass. Men look at it all the time. And I'm thinking, what the fuck are you talking about? Now, I've ranted in the past, multiple times, about how when fat, ugly women will say unto thin, attractive women, oh, girl, you're so skinny, you need to eat a sandwich. Or when women with short hair will tell women who have long hair, "You should cut your hair off. You would look so cute with a buzz cut." And I've explained this before. This is unattractive women trying to get women who are more attractive than them to be less attractive, because women are the exact opposite of men, right? We men, and I don't just mean people with penises, but actual men, right? When men see a man who is better than them, men are inspired to become more like that man, right? When I see Jack Donovan, I am inspired to lift more weights and to be more like Jack Donovan. When I listen to Adam Piggott, I am inspired to go out and like take more chances and do more adventuring and be more manly, to be like him, and also to have that Australian accent. Right? When I listen to the Clary podcast, I am inspired to be more like him, to be entertaining and to be animated, to use my voice well and to tell stories, but to not start telling a story and then stop telling the story and never go back and finish it like he does. Right? Or I am inspired, Aaron Clary inspires me to be more productive, to try to accomplish more things. I listen to him talking about, I did this and I did this and I did this. I'm like, damn, man, that guy did a lot of shit. Right? I don't want to slow him down. I am inspired to be more like him, to attempt to achieve like him. When I listen to Stefan Molyneux going through and being rational and logical and analyze something, or I listen to Marcus over at Metaphysics of MGTOW, and he's doing the same thing. He's going very philosophical, very detailed, structured approach, building, you know, premises and getting conclusions from those and supporting things with logic and reasoning. I don't want to drag these people down and make them like fucking retards who just come on their podcast and scream "fuck you, cunt" and shit like I do. I hear them and I'm like, fuck, I want to strive to be like that. So men inspire each other. Women, as I've explained before, just try to drag each other down. You should eat a sandwich. You should cut your hair off. You should dye your hair purple. You should stick some metal in your nose. Right? That's the women approach. Women know they cannot be more attractive, so they want to drag the attractive women down. So I'm listening as I'm going, why are these unattractive women praising these other unattractive women and calling them pretty when they're not pretty, and saying they have a great ass that men like to look at, when Debbie clearly does not have an ass that any man wants to look at, and Betty is very clearly not pretty? And I realized this is not only do women try to make themselves more attractive by dragging down women who are more attractive than they are, women also try to make themselves more attractive by elevating women who are less attractive than they are equally unattractive to them, under the delusion that, hey, you know, if I'm Kathy is slightly more attractive than Debbie because Debbie is fucking super fat and flabby, so if Kathy can get people to believe that Debbie is attractive, then that would mean Kathy is even more attractive, and she's elevating her own attractiveness. And I'm thinking, well, how can I explain this in a way that makes sense? And then I realize it's sort of like grades, right? So you're in the classroom and you get your test back, right? And so you got a 60 on your test. No. You got a 50. You got a 50 on your test. Now you got this other girl over here, she got a 97. So what's the, well, she just got a 97 because she's the teacher's pet. She's not really, she didn't have that. But then you got this other girl, she got a 60. You got a 50, she got a 60. So you're like, oh, you got a 60. Well, that's really pretty good because this was a really hard test. I mean, the fact that you got a 60, you're really fucking smart. Because your 50 is only 10 points behind her 60, right? So if her 60 is in reality a great grade on the test, well then you're not too far behind her because you made a 50. And then there's this other girl over here, she got a 40 on the test. But you got a 50, you're 10 points better than her. So you go to her and say, oh, you got a 40, yeah, this was a really hard test. Your 40 is pretty fucking impressive. you got a 40 on this test because this test was really hard. And it's like, yeah, see, I got a 50. I'm 10 points better than you. It just, the pure delusion that you women have about your fucking SMV, all based on the fact that you just will not do the slightest amount of fucking work. Instead of just not eating so much fucking food, growing your hair out, and not sticking metal all in your face. Instead, you're going to spend your whole lives walking around in this fucking delusional world where you're telling thin, attractive women who have long hair that they need to cut their hair off and eat a sandwich, and you're trying to tell me that girls with double, with fucking triple chins and 2 foot wide asses are attractive. And this, got girls, just shut the fuck up and just shut and please, Muslim invaders, you cannot get here soon enough to put these women in their fucking burqas and tell them to shut the fuck up.